This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hold on. We got some juicy news, and I just dropped half of my equipment on the floor. Oh, my gosh. Don't worry. I got the microphone in my hand. Oh, this is some juicy news. Hold on. I got to put everything back up. Wow. I just saw a study that Viagra could possibly prevent bowel cancer. We're talking cancer in the colon. Do you know how awesome that would be? Okay. I don't know about you guys, but I've been kind of going through something the last couple weeks. A couple friends of mine have cancer. I went to the doctor, and it looks like I'm, I hate to say this, because, I mean, I try to act young and cool and whatever, but I'm going into menopause. Ah! Yeah, I'm going into menopause. My dad's just like, yep. I go, but everything's working down there, and everything feels good, and I feel the way I'm 20, you know, because usually with menopause, you start having vaginal dryness, sex hurts, you don't want to have sex. I mean, that is not me. Not me. In the least. And no, you're starting to go through menopause, which explains it, because I'm not sleeping well at night. I'm having some horrible, horrible sleep. But I don't care about the whole, do I have my period or do I not have my period? Because honestly, I don't need my period to feel young. Okay? As long as the boobies are above the waist, I feel good. I don't mind if the periods stop. I won't be able to tell because I have an IUD. But what really, really scares me is after menopause in my family is when all the cancers kind of start to rear their ugly head. And in my family, we have colon cancer on both sides. I mean, we get smacked on both sides of the butt with colon cancer, so to speak. And so I'm really scared about that. My grandfather died of colon cancer. My grandmother did, both in the 80s. It was metastatic by the time it was found. Now, I've been getting my colonoscopies. You guys see on Facebook. I've been Facebook streaming my colonoscopies pretty frequently. You guys see me go through my prep. Okay? I'm very judicious with getting my colon looked at. But I'm still scared to death of that because, you know, it's one thing having it on one side of the family, but having it on both sides of the family. Many of you guys have asked about my breasts. Thank you. Yes, they are real. But I am nervous about breast cancer. One of my family members had breast cancer, and I'm sure the other ones would have, too, if they hadn't died of whatever else they died of. So I'm a little scared. But get this. There was a study that came out saying Viagra may prevent colon cancer. Very, very cool. Okay? So, where this comes in is they found that Viagra halved, so cut in half, the risk of forming polyps. Now, what these polyps are the precursors to colon cancer. Now, not all polyps will turn to cancer, but if you're going to get colon cancer, it's going to start as a polyp. So Dr. Darren Browning of Augusta University says the results were so promising that they can now look at human trials in patients considered high risk for colon cancer, such as those with family history, previous polyps, intestinal inflammation, such as colitis. Now, Viagra we've used for a variety of things. We've actually, it was originally designed as a pulmonary hypertension drug. So what it would do is relax the blood vessels so you wouldn't get the a higher pressure coming into the lungs. And they've been using it on premature infants. So we found out, coincidentally, that it would help men with their erections. And so we use it now more for erections than and erectile dysfunction than anything else. Now, what did Dr. Browning's team do? Well, he said, when placed in drinking water, Viagra reduced polyps in a mouse model with a genetic mutation that occurs in humans. causing them to produce hundreds of polyps starting as teenagers and essentially always resulting in colon cancer. So they say giving a baby dose of Viagra can reduce the amount of tumors in these animals by half. Now, how does Viagra work? Well, it helps relax the smooth muscle cells around blood vessels so the blood vessels could fill more easily with blood. Viagra kind of helps stop the feedback mechanism that brings the blood back from an erection to allow the erection to last longer. Remember we talked about that with your cyclic GMP and all that cyclic AMP and all that other stuff where you're once you get an erection, you need to still go and hunt and gather when you're done having sex, so the blood has to leave. Well, in some people, the blood may only go there for just a little bit and it won't stay. So Viagra helps maintain the erection. So it's been the cyclic GMP mechanism is the feedback mechanism is prevented temporarily by that. Of course, if you have an erection for more than 4 hours, you need to get yourself to an ER where I put a needle into the penis to help suck out the extra blood because priapism can be pretty, pretty painful. But that's neither here nor there. We'll talk about that. But what they found was the Viagra increases levels of the cyclic GMP, which is known to affect the intestinal lining. And they saw that the results of the increased cyclic GMP include suppression of some excessive cell proliferation that occurs in the gut, hence an increase in cells that shouldn't be there. Plus, also helps with the natural elimination of abnormal cells through a process called apoptosis. Apoptosis has nothing to do with zits. Apoptosis has to do with cell death. So they say when you give Viagra, we shrink the whole proliferating compartment in an area of our body that directly deals with whatever we put in our mouths and normally experiences high cell turnover. And high cell turnover can lead to mutations that cause cancer. So getting all scientific, or, you know, maybe not getting too scientific, Viagra inhibits PDE5, phosphodiesterase 5. This is this naturally occurring enzyme in colon cells and other tissues that break down cyclic GMP. Guanylyl cyclase C. Don't ask me how to spell it. And so anyway, through this process, they found that they could hopefully decrease the proliferation, and hence with the proliferation, mutation that could lead to cancer. Very, very cool stuff. So what does that mean? Can we women start taking the Viagra? I'm ready to take Viagra today. Now that I found out that I'm going to be going through menopause, I'm not at all afraid to do anything to augment things that need to be augmented, if you get my drift. So I am very, very happy about that. Plus, there's a medicine called linaclotide, which is used to treat constipation and irritable bowel syndrome. That may also help increase cyclic GMP and reduce polyp formation. So we got a lot of good things in the works when it comes to that. Now, when we come back, you know how we've been talking about how O.J. Simpson may have CTE based on his alleged double murder? Well, now he thinks he has CTE as well. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Sorry. I know. It's kind of crazy. There's a lot going on, and I want to get to some of you guys' comments. Some of you have been pretty vocal, and I want to talk about what's going on with Trump and the death penalty in regards to opioids, but let's talk about O.J. Simpson and CTE first. And also, even before that, let's thank Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and let's thank Manny for working the dials. I really appreciate you guys listening in. I really do, because you allow me this platform to be able to do my show. And big thanks to TalkStream Live, putting us in their top 50 Power 50 list of listened online radio hosts. I really appreciate that. So you guys rock. Okay, so when discussions of CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, a neurodegenerative disease that causes dementia, aggression, suicidal thoughts came out, one of the first things we discussed was, well, what about O.J. Simpson? Alright. Let's remember, O.J. Simpson was acquitted of the double murders of Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson, but there's been much discussion of his impulsivity, aggressiveness, anger, outbursts. So, years ago, we, played around with the theory that maybe O.J. Simpson has CTE. Of course, we can't diagnose CTE yet. They're trying to come up with blood tests and other markers, but right now, the only way to tell is on brain biopsy, which is done on autopsy. We're not going to biopsy people's brains while they're alive and well, because we don't want to induce a seizure, cause a bleed or a stroke. So we're like, we'll just wait. We don't have a treatment for it anyway, so we'll just wait till they die, and then we'll examine the brains. Well, O.J. Simpson has opened up to a Las Vegas newspaper. I need to find out which one, because I live in Las Vegas. I want to give credit where credit's due. I wonder if it's the RJ. Hold on a second. Let me take a look. Just because in Vegas, we got some really good press, and I just want to see. Hold on a second. All right. This is really important to me as a journalist, because I'm getting this from Daily Mail. I believe it is the RJ. All right. Then good. Excellent. Review Journal. Very nice. So he opened up to them because he lives in Las Vegas. He lives about a mile and a half away from me. And he played 11 seasons in the NFL. And he says that he's already recognizing symptoms of the disease and thinks he may have it. He says, I feel all right, but I have days when I can't. I lose words. I can't come up with a simple word. I can't remember a phone number. So forget that. He also added, I get concerned. I do recognize that it probably affects you in short-term memory more than long-term. I know with me, I have days I can't find words. I literally cannot find words or the name of somebody I know. That gets a little scary. Those days happen when I'm tired. So how many concussions did O.J. Simpson have? Well, he, from what we understand, he only suffered from two concussions in his career at the Buffalo Bills and the 49ers. But it's not so much the actual concussion as much as any head trauma. So if it wasn't clocked as a concussion, repeated head trauma could still do the trick. They say these two concussions that he suffered was the exact same number as Aaron Hernandez. I didn't know Aaron Hernandez only had two. Aaron Hernandez was the Patriots tight end who was diagnosed with one of the worst cases of CTE ever seen on autopsy. In fact, he's only 27 when he committed suicide, and his brain looked like that of somebody decades older on autopsy. And so Mark Gastineau, 61-year-old former New York Jets star, was on air talking to Pete McCarthy, saying football had ruined his life, leaving him with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. So, Emily Kelly, wife of 43-year-old former New Orleans Saint player Rob Kelly, wrote her account of her husband's aggression, paranoia, suicidal thoughts just a few years after he was forced to retire. So we see that posthumously, we're diagnosing a lot of these players with CTE. And more than 1,800 former NFL players, boxers, and military veterans have pledged to donate their brains to the Concussion Legacy Foundation for CTE research. And Boston University has been on the forefront of this research, investigating and examining these brains. They were the ones that came out with last year how 99% of players had some element of CTE. So, how does CTE affect behavior? Well, it's hard to tell. What we do know is CTE sufferers, when they look at the brain, there's these buildups of tau protein. And the buildups appear to happen on the frontal lobe. Now, the frontal lobe is the front of the brain. It kind of controls emotional expression, judgment, and seems to be one of the major areas of force when people hit their heads. So these tau proteins will disrupt normal functioning in synapses of the nerves. It could also disrupt blood flow to the brain. So stage 3 is where Aaron Hernandez was. Tau deposits expanded from the top of the frontal lobe to the sides or the temporal lobe. Now that affects the amygdala and hippocampus, amygdala with emotion, hippocampus memory. So we still don't know how to diagnose you early. And if we do know how to diagnose you early, we don't know what to do. You know, this degenerative process happens after your trauma. So you played football in high school, got a lot of hits. Does that mean when you're 40, 50, 60, your brain's just going to continue to degenerate? Now, I remember my grandfather had horrible temper, would be hitting us with a cane, always mean. You didn't know what would set him off. And my mom never had a good explanation for why my, you know, grandpa was like that. She's like, well, he's in pain. Well, it turned out, you know, he was a leatherhead. He played football back in the day when you did not have helmets. And he, you know, sustained a lot of concussions. So we're assuming he had CTE also. Now, you know, now that you look back at it, you know, coming from a family of football players and soccer players, my dad was a soccer player, headed the ball a lot. He was impulsive. He was angry. He had, certain thoughts that would fall under that, I think at one time he did contemplate suicide. And so, and that was the one time I, you know, knew about it. So I think CTE affects a lot more than we think. I think it's not exclusive to football players. I think many people out there that, were in any sort of aggressive sports, contact sports, could be at risk. You know, also cheerleaders. We fall on our heads, right? You know, we fight in the locker room. You know, we're just as, you know, having just as much of an issue. Now, just as much at risk. Now, there's a class action settlement brought against the NFL by over 20,000 retired players that were affected by concussions. And so the NFL is going to dole out $1 billion of payments over the next 65 years. On average, each player is going to get about $190,000, while individuals can receive up to $5 million, depending on the degree of their injury sustained as well as the number of years they played in the NFL. But the settlement does not mention CTE. We still don't talk about how we're going to prevent it. You know, Aaron Hernandez, they said, might have had two, but only one officially documented concussion during his time in the NFL. But if he kept getting his head hit in practice, and he got a little dizzy and he didn't say anything, you know, is that going to count? How many of us got up and hit our head on a table? Or hit our head on cabinets? Is that enough to cause CTE? So we're pretty fearful. We, you know, would like some answers. And, you know, very frustrating is, well, what to do? If somebody said, you know, Dahlia, you had a concussion when you were a kid. You kept hitting your head on cupboards. You know, you've fallen down. No headboard. No, that doesn't count. Stop it, people. Be nice. But, you know, you've had trauma. You've been in sports. If somebody said, look, I think you're at risk for CTE. What could I do about it? Now, there are some things we could do about it. You know, you start getting resources available for people. And, you know, if they do end up having depression or mood swings or anger issues. But I think what we need to start doing is right after the head injury, start giving these people oxygen or CPAP, blowing air in there. To CPAP is your continuous positive airway pressure. We give people sleep apnea. I am dying to know if giving oxygen or giving increased aeration to the brain helps the healing process. Well, maybe lessens the degree. It's not a panacea. It's not going to be an absolute cure-all. But maybe it's something that can help. Maybe after every game, every injury, somebody goes through some treatment with some oxygen. Maybe there's vitamin infusion. Maybe there, you know, these are the things we need to figure out. And it's a shame. They say concussions are the red herring. It's not a big hit in football that causes CTE, but it makes it more likely. It's the repeated subconcussive hits that they think could be causing CTE. So that scares a lot of us. You know, I mean, you know, we look at grumpy old men and we see how, you know, grandpa was and grandma was. But we don't want to think that that's what happened. Or happen to us. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. That's BEST 33 to 443443.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So over the past few days, everybody's been freaking out because President Trump has called on inflicting the death penalty to drug traffickers. And we have a plan that is going to roll out any moment now today. On his initiative to stop opioid abuse. Now, this initiative is supposed to be announced in New Hampshire, and apparently the opioid epidemic has hit New Hampshire pretty hard, and the plan includes a bunch of different efforts. Okay? That does include law enforcement measures. So, what we're finding out here, this is now being reported to reported by CNN, the plan is going to include stiffer penalties for high-intensity drug traffickers, including the death penalty for some, according to Andrew Bremberg, director of the White House Domestic Policy Council. This was what came from the White House on the weekend. And Trump's plan will include law enforcement and interdiction, prevention and education through a sizable advertising campaign. I'm reading this. Improving the ability to fund treatment through the federal government and help those impacted by the epidemic find jobs while finding addiction. That was from Bremberg and White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway. Now, Congress recently appropriated $6 billion to combat the opiate epidemic, and a senior administration official told CNN that Trump's plan will lay out how the administration believes that money should be spent. Now, the concept of the death penalty is what all the media circuits have been circulating around. And Trump has been, you know, speaking about the death penalty, and I guess this is going to be the first time, though, that it would be a part of an official administration plan. According to Bremberg, he says the Department of Justice will seek the death penalty against drug traffickers when it's appropriate under current law. So they're not just going to take a drug trafficker and do the death penalty. So I know that scares people. Trump called for the death penalty to drug dealers earlier this month at a rally in Pennsylvania. That started the discourse. His plan is expected to focus on sentencing reforms for drug dealers that would stiffen penalties for high-intensity drug dealers while other people languishing in prison for the low, while there's other people that were at a low-level drug crime. And he's concerned about these dealers that bring in heroin and fentanyl. Not concerned about the people who are growing pot in the backyard. Pot in your backyard is considered a low-level possession crime. So the official said his plan will address stiffening of penalties for the people who are bringing the poison into our communities. So here's my thing, okay? Because I know I'm going to be interviewed on this later. All right. The death penalty sounds ridiculous as an outset, but I mean, if we have major, cartel-type violence, and these are people that would be falling under that category because of all the other crimes. If that's what they're talking about, I understand what he's saying, and he's throwing these sound bites out there to get everyone's attention. I think we're focusing on the wrong thing. We've been attacking doctors all this time and attacking nurse practitioners and PAs and people who are prescribing. And to me, it is about flipping time that somebody addresses drug dealers. And again, not that I want death penalty or anything like that, but I mean, it's about time that somebody in any discourse with this stops putting all the blame on doctors. Dr. Marianne Smith, who prescribes you some Vicodin because you broke your ankle, is not the reason why we have an opioid epidemic. Now, maybe they're gateway drugs. Maybe some people, and we've talked about this before, start with a Lortab, then maybe go up to Percocet, then maybe go up to OxyContin. OxyContin doesn't work anymore, so then they go to heroin. Maybe that happens in a certain number, but can we get that data? What I want Trump's plan, you know, if you ask me, what do I think the government should do? One is address the illegal drugs coming into this country, the heroines, the black market fentanyl. That has got to be addressed. It's about time. How to address it, that's not for me to say. I don't know. You know, stiffer, you know, criminal actions. Okay? So if that's part of the plan, we're not talking death penalty, but if, you know, we are going to stop and you know, do our job from a legal standpoint with the drugs coming in, that would be, I think, a huge start. Number two is we need to increase funding and increase providers that could provide addiction help. When you have somebody that does get addicted to a narcotic, okay, what do we have in place very easily to access, very accessible, for people who are addicted to narcotics? Do we have enough treatment programs? Do we have anything that really works? I want funding and research to go to that. I also want funding and research. I would love the NIH to work on a pain opiate alternative that really helps with pain. You have people out there in a crap load of pain, and they would like some relief. And they may be addicted to pain medicines because they are so afraid of the pain or withdrawal. Do we have any new fancy drugs coming around the bend? Gabapentin, Lyrica, do we have Neurontin? Do we have newer types of med? No, we don't. Well, because it's expensive. Most Obamacare insurances won't cover them without doctors having to put up a big fight. Why invest into a drug that you can't sell? I want to see money go to that. And what I really want to see is data, hard data. How many people that are overdosing and dying are doing it from Dr. Mary Smith's Vicodin prescription of 30 pills? In Nevada, 400 people die a year, they say, of opioid overdose deaths. That's 400 too many as far as I'm concerned. But in the long scheme of things, it's only 400 compared to the millions of people now that are having a hell of a time getting pain medications. Can you give us the truth about how those 400 people died in my state? Did they die shooting heroin? And was cocaine also on board or alcohol on board? Or was it that they were popping some Vicodin with Ambien, let's say, or with Xanax? How did each of these people die and why? My hunch is it's not the Dr. Mary Smith's prescription that killed him. It's the mixture. It's the quantity. And probably the majority of them were fentanyl or heroin. So, you know, bravo to Donald Trump to steering the public lashing at stoning of doctors when there are tons of other things that we need to do to address this. Telling Dr. Dahlia Wax, you want to know what? You're going to have to do about 20 minutes more of bureaucratic BS red tape every time you write a prescription. Only hurts the average patient that has pain. That's not going to stop somebody shooting up heroin. Now, maybe my prescription could 10 years down the line cause somebody to be addicted to the point where they need heroin. But we have to help our people that need help now. If you can't get your pain medication, you're going to try to go to marijuana. And if marijuana doesn't cut it, you're going to go to alcohol. If alcohol doesn't cut it, you're going to try to overdose on ibuprofen and get a GI bleed or Tylenol and hurt your liver. And if you're in pain and you're not sleeping, do I really want you driving on the street next to my kid's school? I don't want you on narcotics driving next to my kid's school either. But I would really like to address people's pain. And nobody's talking about that. Everyone's talking about the opioid abuse. Is anybody talking about, let's help you with your pain? We have people in pain. Pelvic pain, hip pain, knee pain, head pain, neck pain. When are we going to address that? So I am dying to see Trump's plan, and let me just commend him for finally bringing to light what needs to be brought. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Austin police are warning of a, quote, serial bomber after a fourth explosion shows even a higher level of sophistication. Now, some of us are going, serial bomber, well, we thought that after two. Yeah, I think it's the same guy also, but now we're being warned that Austin police are thinking it is the same guy as well. So fear has unfortunately escalated because there was a fourth bombing I believe just today. And this time it was a blast that was triggered by tripwire and demonstrated what police said was a higher level of sophistication than the package bombs used in the previous attack. So they're getting worse. Two men, unfortunately, in their 20s were wounded Sunday night. Oh, that's right. It was Sunday night as they walked along a street and were hospitalized in stable condition. The three earlier bombings since March 2nd have unfortunately left two people dead and two wounded. So according to Police Chief Brian Manley, we are clearly dealing with what we believe to be a serial bomber at this point based on the similarities between now and what is the fourth device. Still no motive. Is it terrorism? Is it a hate crime? He said investigators will have to determine if we see a specific ideology behind this. He said the blast involved tripwire, unlike the first three attacks, where the package bombs were left on the people's doorsteps. So a tripwire that somebody walking across trips, that's a much different type of bomb and highly and much more sophisticated. And that would, the reason why that's also a very concern, I mean, they're all concerning, but why that really starts to raise the DEFCON levels, because we, it's now not a direct attack on one particular person. This was targeted at anybody walking by. So the device this time was, quote, a higher level of sophistication, a higher level of skill. So they are canvassing the area in search of anything suspicious. Residents were warned to remain indoors and to call 911 if they need to leave their homes. See, unlike as of prior to this weekend, it was, okay, don't open up any strange packages. Now, be careful walking outside. Manley asked anyone with surveillance cameras in their home to make the footage available in case suspicious vehicles or people could be seen. So Sunday night's explosion happened in the southwestern Austin neighborhood of Travis County. This is, though, far from the sites of the earlier bombings. Those occurred over 2 weeks in residential neighborhoods east of Interstate 35. A 22- and 23-year-old two men, were injured this time. They're white, unlike the victims of the earlier blasts, who were black or Hispanic. So rather than being hate crimes of a specific group, this could be somebody who just wants to randomly, you know, either way, he's sick. Whoever's doing this is sick. You know, direct bombs to people's doors start expanding the criminal investigation as to who, what enemies have they had? Are they related? Did they all work together, etc.? But the randomness of this just starts to complicate the investigation. So anxiety is heightened. People are nervous. Spring break ends today for the University of Texas and many area school districts. So a lot of people who are out of town are now coming home going, okay, well, where do I walk? What about buses? What about Ubers? What about, you know, so people are concerned about where else bombs could be. So we'll keep you posted on this. As of the latest, rather than them being unrelated, the police chief is saying that there are similarities between all types of these explosives. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So students are sneaking in their e-cigs, because it's looking like a thumb drive. And vaping is on the rise, and parents are really freaking out about Juuling. Now, I don't know if you guys have seen Juul. It's this new vape system that basically looks like a thumb drive. And according to a new report on Women's Health, the Juul is so small that students can plug them into their laptops for a charge while passing them off as flash drives. And apparently, Juuling is an epidemic now that's sweeping across campus. They're not even calling it vaping. They're calling it Juuling. But these Juul pods, just like other e-cigs, contain nicotine, according to the American Lung Association. And nicotine is addictive. That can have negative health impacts, even on adolescent brain development. So Dr. Mary Shelley, director of NYU Langone Medical Center's Tobacco Cessation Program, told Fox News, the effect on the brain is concerning because we don't want them developing an addiction, and then there's some neuropsychiatric concern that they would be more likely to use other drugs and develop some mental health issues. She explained how vaping is a safer alternative to combustible tobacco, but you're still getting nicotine. And what's this? What's the solution you're breathing in? So the Juul Labs website states that the company strongly condemns the use of the product for underage users. It is, in fact, illegal to sell our product to minors. Well, it doesn't matter. People are getting it. So a Juul vaporizer contains about 5% nicotine by weight, or 200 puffs, while most other e-cigs and vapes contain anywhere from 0.03 to 1.8, so they're higher. So nicotine binds to the receptors in the brain, releases dopamine, other neurotransmitters, so people feel better. She added, I don't worry about smokers using e-cigs. It's the kids who are naive about nicotine. And there's a young kid that we're finding out that just started vaping just for fun at my kid's school, and now he has to vape every day. These are kids who probably would have never touched a cigarette, never would have started smoking because of the taste, because of the difficulty getting them. He's now addicted to vaping. I think he's, what, 14? That's a problem. Now, these Juul pods are available at convenience stores and online. You have to be 21 or older to purchase it, but just like with alcohol, we all knew how to get it. Danielle Foster, a 15-year-old high school student from Milwaukee, interviewed by Fox News, said plenty of her classmates Juul in the bathroom at her school. We don't call vaping anymore. We call it Juuling if they, you know. She says, I see a lot of people using them, and teachers don't know how to look for them. They think it's better than smoking weed or cigarettes. And they say a recent study from the University of Washington found substantial evidence that young people who use e-cigs are more likely to try cigarettes. So what are the long-term health consequences of e-cigs? We don't know. We have no idea what happens with the formaldehyde or the other chemicals that are being made when the cartridge and coil heats up. One study came out talking about how with vaping, when the coil heats up, the metals leak into the vapor and then that gets into your lungs. We don't know. We may not know for a while. We may not see the effects for 20 years. Yet these kids are going crazy with this stuff. Also, what about the secondhand? You know, my older son says, you know, he and my younger son, they say, no, they don't want to vape. They don't want to get addicted to it. But are they around people that vape? Yeah. They're around people that vape all the time. So now what are they breathing in? And every time I write an article on vaping, there's somebody that gets mad saying, oh, we're spreading, you know, false news and we're, you know, making mountains out of molehills and just, you know, gets all, you know, everybody gets their panties all up in a bunch. But, you know, listen, I don't care what you do to quit smoking. And if you like to vape, that's fine. I care about the kids. And I really think we have more kids e-cigging and vaping and juuling, whatever you want to call it, a higher percentage doing that than those who ever smoked. I'm going to tell you right now, if I was a high school student, I tried smoking, I didn't like it. It didn't make me cough, I just didn't like the taste. But if there was something that was pink or aqua blue in the 80s that tasted like strawberry daiquiri that I could breathe with my friends, I probably would have done that in school. So we have people who would have never even gone there, going there. And once you go there, you're there. Once you get that nicotine buzz, you guys know how addictive nicotine is. And a developing adolescent brain is just prime for manipulation by an addictive substance. I don't know how to, so, you know, every time we make progress, like quitting smoking, etc., we spurn a new epidemic. We brought this on ourselves. 1-877 Dr. Ali.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at idstronghold.com. idstronghold.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.